Have you ever been in a negotiation, everything seemed fine, and then suddenly the other person says, "Let me think about it," and the deal disappears?
Or worse, you think you close the deal, but nothing actually happens after the meeting.
That's one of the biggest challenges in business English, not understanding what is really happening in a negotiation.
Because closing a deal is not just about speaking English, it's about reading the situation, using the right tone, and knowing exactly what to say at the right moment.
Let's get started. You're listening to the TrainLearn podcast, your place to learn English. Get your free class with the link in the description or visit trainlearn.com so you can learn English with the best online school.
Mm-hmm. So welcome. I'm Johnny and I'm here with Aline. Fantastic, Aline. So let us just you will hear about real negotiation scenario.
And we'll break down the language so you can use it in real business situations.
Fantastic. So then the fictional dialogue, Aline, today is a negotiation meeting between two companies. So then let's see how this works. Let us start.
Okay, so let's start. Thank you for meeting with us today.
Well, thank you for having us. You're really interested in working together.
Great. So let's talk about the proposal. We're looking for a long-term partnership.
Well, that sounds good. From our side, we would like to understand the pricing structure a bit better.
Of course. Based on the current scope, the price would be 50,000 euros.
I see. Well, that might be a bit high for us at this stage.
I understand. What range would you be considering?
Well, we were thinking closer to 40,000 euros.
That's quite a difference. It would be difficult for us to go that low.
Well, would you be open to adjusting the scope?
Possibly. What did you have in mind?
Well, if we reduce the initial deliverables, could we revisit the price?
That could work.
Also, if we commit to a longer contract, would there be flexibility?
Yes, in that case, we could consider a discount.
Well, that sounds reasonable to us.
So just to confirm, we adjust the scope and explore a longer term agreement.
Yes, that works for us.
Perfect. Let's move forward with that.
Okay, very good.
Wonderful. Let's break this down because this is exactly how real negotiations sound in English. First of all, let's discuss how to open a negotiation. We heard, thank you for meeting with us today. We are really interested in working together. Mm-hmm. This sets a positive and collaborative tone.
That's right. And then just another point could be discussing the price, no? Instead of saying, for example, that's too expensive, we can just, as we can see in the slide, just use a softening language, no? So rather than say, that's too expensive, we heard that they said, that might be a bit high for us, no? So this is called a softening language.
Very good one. Now, what about making proposals? Would you be open to adjusting the scope? What did you have in mind? These phrases invite discussion, not conflict. And let me catch the attention there, open to adjusting plus ing, open to plus verb in gerund.
So, and then just a very important thing as well is the conditional language, right? So if we reduce the scope, we said, could we revisit the price? So notice the structure of this sentence. You use the if, the conditional, and then a polite request. So, for example, if we increase the order, could you offer a discount? Or if we commit long term, would you be flexible on pricing?
Excellent. Now, what about agreement language? We saw expressions like, that sounds reasonable, or that works for us. Let's move forward. These are key for closing deals.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. So more useful expressions, that's right.
Go ahead. Exactly. We have more useful expressions like we're looking for, from our side, it would be difficult for us, or we could consider. That's very useful in a negotiation.
That's right. Then we could, for example, concentrate on the pronunciation. It's important as well, not just when we are talking, important words like negotiation, agreement, proposal, flexibility. So stress matters to sound professional. So we don't want to use a negotiation or agreement, no, or proposal or flexibility or any other just way to change the stress in these sentences.
It would be a pity because we might precisely lose the attention of our audience at that moment. Exactly.
That's right.
Very good. So talking about audience, we have a question for them. Let's try a quick challenge now. How would you say in English, podemos aceptar esa propuesta si mejoráis el precio?
Very good. So you can write your answer in the comments. Me gusta esta frase, Aline, porque es como muy profesional, ¿no? Podemos aceptar esa propuesta si mejoráis el precio. In a negotiation, sounds like a logical sentence. So try to sound professional when you are thinking how to say this in English. So, and if you are enjoying this episode, well, then visit our website, trainland.com, to improve more your English with a 100% effective method and very complete e-learning platform. Or you can scan the QR that you can see there on the screen to get your free class. So, let us then continue. Let us just move to an expanded advanced negotiation insights that we can share with our listeners, right?
Yeah, let's go deeper into what really makes negotiation difficult in real business situations, because the biggest challenges are not always visible.
Exactly. Sometimes everything sounds positive in the meeting, but the deal still doesn't close. So let us just then see the first challenge. Maybe the internal stakeholder paralysis. So one of the biggest problems is internal decision making. You are negotiating with one person, but the real decision is made by someone else.
These are the hidden decision makers. So you might hear, I need to check internally. I'll discuss this with my team.
And then silence.
Challenge two, the no decision problem. Another major challenge is when the client doesn't say no, but doesn't say yes either.
Yeah, they stay in the status quo because doing nothing feels safer than making a decision. So let us then move to a third challenge, the price resistance. Well, price is always part of the negotiation.
But the real issue is not price. It's perceived value.
That's right. You have to sell your product. And if you bring it down just to say, it's like you are lowering the value of what you are selling.
Challenge number four, value erosion. If you reduce your price too quickly, you lose credibility, as you were saying.
Yeah. And the other side learns something dangerous. Well, if I push more, they will give more. So that's right. So let us then just talk now about best practices and real business strategies. So, for example, one strategy could be get for every gift. This is one of the most important rules in negotiation. Never give something for free.
Very good. Exactly. Every concession must have a return. For example, okay, we can reduce the price. That's not a good idea. But we can reduce the price if you commit to a longer contract. Now we're negotiating.
That's right. More examples. You could say something like, we can deliver faster if we adjust the scope. That's why we were talking here about the conditionals, no? In negotiation, conditionals are very important, no? So we can include that feature if the volume increases. So always exchange value.
Second idea, don't rush the deal. Another mistake is rushing to close. People feel uncomfortable with silence and they fill it with concessions.
But good negotiators stay calm. They say things like, let's take a moment to review this. Or another sentence, good sentence could be, I'd like to think about that. Another point could be ask better questions. And that is a key point. Just ask the right type of questions. No? So instead of defending your position, ask questions such as, for example,
what's most important for you in this deal? What would make this proposal work for you? This gives you information and control. And talking about control, now we need to learn how to control the structure of the conversation. Good negotiators guide the conversation. They don't react, they lead.
Very good. They can use phrases like, let's focus on the key points. Or, well, before we move forward, let's clarify. Those are good phrases you can use. Then just reaching the end of the negotiation, confirm everything clearly. Well, many deals fail because of misunderstandings.
That's why you should always summarize. So just to confirm, we agree on, and the final one, protect your value. Never negotiate only on price.
Yes, instead, shift the conversation to value. The results, the impact, the long-term benefits.
With so many things, final takeaway now. Negotiation is not about winning.
No, it's about creating an agreement that works for both sides.
And the difference between average and excellent negotiators is not vocabulary.
No, it's strategy, control, and communication. So let us then just go to the question we had before just for you, right? So we said, podemos aceptar esa propuesta si mejoráis el precio. So we could say something like this, for example. We can or we could agree to that if the price is adjusted, right?
That's a perfect way of saying it. Very good. Have you ever negotiated in English?
Very good. That's a question just for interaction with our listeners. What happened? Please share with us your comments. If you're watching now, just on YouTube or another platform, just share with us your comments. Huh? So what was the hardest part?
So please answer this question. Have you ever negotiated in English and what was the hardest part? We are looking forward to reading your comments. Okay, today we learned how to negotiate, how to sound professional, how to close deals.
Yeah, and it was great, huh? Just I learned a lot. Now in my next negotiation,
you're doing perfectly.
With more vocabulary we can use, and also strategies that were very, very fun.
Very good strategies.
So then, now, if you want to know more, ¿no? Si te animamos a que pruebes una clase privada gratuita con nosotros, porque te garantizamos que tenemos los mejores profes, la mejor plataforma de e-learning, porque somos la mejor academia online de idiomas. Así que escríbenos al link de la descripción o al QR que tenemos aquí. Porque estás a un clic de hablar como un nativo, incluido también en las negociaciones o en este tipo de podcast, de B-Pod, cuando son business podcasts. Pues Aline, muchísimas gracias también por tu ayuda durante este podcast y nos vemos en la próxima.
Un placer. A pleasure. See you. Bye.